So Australia's continuing its march towards COVID normal, with some borders opening and restrictions easing thanks to low case numbers. But other parts of the world are, of course, heading in the opposite direction, with surging infections and deaths and countries locking down to curb the spread. In the meantime, the global effort to develop a vaccine for COVID-19 is also gathering pace, and the Australian government has signed another deal that could see Australians gain access to a potential vaccine early next year. The vaccines in the development pipeline are still to be proven safe and effective, but will distance and manufacturing capacity compromise Australia's access to a vaccine? Emily Burke reports.
Australia has reached two new deals for COVID-19 vaccines with pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and the US company Novavax. That adds to two earlier deals struck with AstraZeneca Oxford and Queensland University.
I mean, it just makes sense not to have all our eggs in one basket.
Paul Griffin is Director of Infectious Diseases at the Mater in Brisbane. He says vaccine development for COVID is a broad and long-term strategy, and the first generation of vaccines won't be perfect.
We've got, I believe it's 12 or 13 vaccines in phase three trials now, and that puts us in a good position to have some vaccines available perhaps by the end of the year or even at the start of next year. But we'll probably be able to learn from maybe some of the shortcomings with these vaccines and have second and third generation vaccines that might improve on some of the properties of these. We might get an oral vaccine, for example. We might get a vaccine that's stable at room temperature. Nobody's safe till everybody is. So we're going to need a number of different vaccines to try and get coverage across the world so that we can see the other side of this. So I think it's great that development of vaccines will continue even once we have a couple that are approved.
The four different vaccines rely on three different technologies, some more established than others. The Pfizer candidate is an mRNA-type vaccine, a new technology never before approved for clinical vaccine use. Damien Purcell is Professor of Virology from the Doherty Institute.
With some of the RNA vaccines, they've observed in the primate studies that those antibodies are able to stop the replication of virus in the nose. They also stop in the lung. So that's an additional benefit that might actually prevent people from even becoming infected. So there's two levels of activity. One, which is prevention of disease, and that's prevention of lung involvement. But what we really want is prevention of infection, which will involve these antibodies being active in the nose, which is something that some of these RNA vaccines seem to be able to do in the early studies.
Is it particularly risky for Australia to back a technology that we don't have the capacity to really manufacture, and it's never really been approved for vaccine use?
The technology is being validated at the moment in many respects. You know, they're building the aircraft while they're flying it with these RNA vaccines. But I think that what we've seen with the RNA vaccines is that they're actually very adaptable and they can come forward relatively quickly. And the data looks very promising. The deals are made with the caveat that it has to be proven safe and has to be proven effective through a high-quality phase three trial.
But there's no time to lose.
In the past, our vaccine trials have run over many years. The ones I've been associated with have been 4 years. We can't wait 4 years to try and control this virus pandemic.
Tony Cunningham is director of the Centre for Virus Research at the Westmead Institute for Medical Research.
Even if we take notice of trial results halfway through the trials and start to plan for those vaccines, that the trials should run their full year during ensure that we're getting safe vaccines and the public is reassured of safety. And I think those are the recommendations from FDA. I'm sure that the Australian regulators will follow the same.
Virologist Tony Cunningham from Westmead Institute for Medical Research. Emily Burke, our reporter.